This is Health Matters, continuing our preventive medicine series. Teenage health is still on the agenda. Today's focus is teens and alcohol.
A loaded topic. On the one hand, teens and alcohol are a dangerous combination. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among teenagers nationwide, mostly due to driving when drunk or driving with someone who's had too much to drink. On the other hand, most teens try drinking alcohol at some point, whether it's peer pressure, a status issue, or because they think it will be fun.
It's reasonable to assume that teens who are responsible and emotionally well-adjusted will not wind up with a drinking problem if they try a drink. And that's the challenge, keeping teens safe from alcohol use that leads to alcohol dependence. What can families and communities do to prevent teens from the downward slide, from trying a drink to falling into an alcohol dependency that can lead to chronic problems or addiction or a deadly car crash?
Advice on the matter varies considerably. Many medical and counseling professionals believe zero tolerance is the best approach. Research shows that teens raised with a strict no drinking policy are far less likely to drink, and if they do drink, they drink less. However, teenagers do not necessarily do what they are told and often do the opposite.
Which is why keeping your teenagers involved in an open conversation about alcohol is an important strategy. Some professionals and parents believe it's better for a teen to have a glass of wine at home than have their first encounter outside the home, where the mind and body altering properties of alcohol can have unfortunate consequences.
Talking with teenagers about the use of alcohol should be ongoing from puberty. There's a lot to be said on the subject, from what the legal age limit for drinking is to what is medically safe for the developing brain of the adolescent.
Adolescence is a complex time for the brain. Lots of new nerve connections and pathways are made during this phase of the brain's development. Alcohol can interrupt this process and even cause mild impairment, which is why some authorities claim that there is no safe use of alcohol under the age of 18.
The facts are in about the negative impacts of teenage drinking, especially among younger teens. The earlier in life people start drinking, the greater their risk of alcohol-related problems in early adulthood and beyond. Young people who start drinking before they are 15 are 4 times more likely to develop alcohol dependence than young people who don't start drinking until they're 21.
Which adds emphasis to the strategy of having an ongoing conversation about drinking with your teenagers, an open conversation that is respectful and objective. Teens need information that encourages them to be responsible for their own best interest. Teens are more likely to make healthy choices when they know the consequences of early drinking.
There's another important point about parents maintaining an ongoing conversation with their teenagers about drinking. An open discussion enables parents to keep in touch with what their teens actually think and feel about drinking. And the earlier the conversation starts, the better. By the time teens are 18, they already have their opinions on the subject. It is better that their opinions are formed within a family dynamic that allows the parents to lay out the facts and allows teenagers to express their opinions, and to stand corrected in an atmosphere that isn't bristling with challenges and defiance.
For families already dealing with a teenager who shows signs of drinking or other substance use, talking is rarely enough to prevent the problem from escalating. Drinking and drug use at an early age is often a sign of social and mental health problems. Some form of intervention is usually needed.
Again, making alcohol off-limits to teens and their friends should start at an early age. The reasons why alcohol is off-limits should be clear. Kids should be fully aware of the risks involved in getting drunk, from brain development to car accidents to being more sexually vulnerable, and teen parties should not be unsupervised. Teens can have fun without alcohol.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.